We are learning Masechtas Ba'abasra, Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, and we are beginning on Daf Lamed Dalid Amad Beis, three lines from the bottom. Zeh Amar Shal Avaisai, Mezeh Amar Shal Avaisai, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Da'alem Gvar. If you have two people arguing about a certain property, one says it's mine, and Rashbam says, Bein B'Svina, Bein B'Karka. Say a Svina, say a Karka, it's all the same halacha. And vein edus v'chazaka l'zeh yoisim ezeh. The medayik from the Rashbam, either they both have edus, they both have a chazaka, or they neither one have a chazaka, neither one, they're both even. This one's saying it's my father's, this one's saying my father's. What's the halacha? The halacha is, Rav Nachman called the Alam Gvar. That's the psach, called the Alam Gvar. Like we spoke out at the end of yesterday's shir, that the called the Alam Gvar could be a psach according to the Rosh. It's a psach. Once people arguing, take it, it's theirs forever. And others say not. It could go both ways, go back and forth. So Rav Nachman said, Kol the Alam Gvar. Whoever wins, Bein B'Koyach, Bein B'Rayas, Rayas means not Eidim, means he figures out a way to get it. The halacha is, it's his. That's what Rav Nachman says. So the Gemara's going to ask from two places, why don't we say Kol the Alam Gvar over there? First kasha is from here. Maishno, Mishnei Shteros, Hayotzim B'Yem Echad. There's a Mishnah that talks about Mishnah Ksubis of two stories that were written on the same day. You have over here a property, and it belonged to Reuven, and he wrote a Shtar Matana to Shimon, and he wrote a Shtar Matana to Levi. That's what Rashbam was talking about, Shtar Matana. He wrote a Shtar Matana to Shimon, Shtar Matana to Levi, both the same day. Vav, you know, Vav Thomas, both the same day, Vav Thomas. Now, in out of Yerushalayim, they don't write Shois in the Shtar. They don't write hours in the Shtar. Therefore, the shtar is certified by when the day ends. When Vav Tammuz ends, that makes a shtar, a toike of a shtar, and there's two guys walking out with the same shtar that the property belongs to them. So who does it belong to? What's the halacha? Who do you give it to? So it's machloikas. The Rav Amar Yachloiku. Rav says it's a Yachloiku, and it sounds pretty simple why it's a Yachloiku, because it was even. At the end of the day, it belonged to both of them. V'Shmuel Amar Shuda Dadaini. Shmuel says, Shuda Daini. Rashi says, Rashbam says, Shuda Daini means that the Dayanim look into the person giving the Matana and they see who is a better friend, Shimon or Levi. If you look at the Rashbam, Shuda Daini, Lo Oisa Shehe Noita Levi Adyonim, Shehoyoha Noisin Oyavai, Oikroiva Yoisa. The Dayanim look into it, they investigate the situation, and whatever they think is a better friend or a better relative, they give it to him. That's what Dani means.
Is he relevant to by the first of the day?
Mixed them as the Eshoyes. No Shoyes. No Shoyes. So pastors were going Eidah Chesim Akarati, and it works with whatever it says in the Shtar, whatever the Losh in the Shtar is. And it was Nimsuru pastor the same day also. That's what the Rashbam
learns. Even if the end will figure out that one got it at
12. Right, right. Makes no difference, yeah. Even if as long as it's given the same day, it only gets it's only Chal at the end of the day. It makes no difference with different hours. So, therefore, one of them says Yechloiku, one says Shuda Daini. And the Gemara's kash is that why don't you say Kol Da'alam Gvar over here? It's a suffix, yeah? Just say Kol Da'alam Gvar. Now, that's that way the Rashbam learns the question. The kash is both on Rav and Shmuel. Tosfos points out that the Chayr shouldn't be a kash from Rav. It's not a kash from Rav that Rav says Yechloiku. Yachloiku is the simple answer, really, because here, there's a shutvas here, really, because at the end of the day, it belonged to both of them. So Yachloiku should be the pasuk pshat. It's really a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel holds Shuda Daini, so Lachaira, there, Shuda Daini is just like a flip of the coin type idea, or just like you figure it out. So why is it called Alam Gvar? If you look at Taisa Dermas Rav, in the third wide line, he says, Loi Parich Merav Hacha, the Hasim Bedinu Shal Shneim. Since in one day it was signed, Elam Shmuel Paruch. That's what he points out. And the kasha is, why don't you say Kol Da'alam Gvar over here? So my answer is, I tell you why I don't say Kol Da'alam Gvar by the case of Shnei Shtaris. The reason is Hosom Lekalam Ekam La Mosa. Hocha Ekam Lekalam Mosa. He says like this, that by Beis Shtaris, there's no way you're ever going to know what really happened. You're never really going to know what really happened by Shtei Shtaris, because it both was on the same day. You don't have Din Shayis. So it's a real suffix. There's no way to figure it out. So there's no way to figure it out. So therefore, you can make a psak achloiku, and you're not worried that afterwards Edom will come and say, "Oh, it really belongs to him," because there's no way, we know exactly what happened. Same thing with Shuda Daini. We're not worried that I'm going to say it belongs to Shimon, and really after Edom will say it really belongs to Levi, because I know exactly what happened. The shtar was written today, so there's no shaila of doing the wrong psak. But by the case of Zel Moshavoy Sai, let's say Bezdin would do a Yachloiku or Shuda Daini, it's very possible one of them will find Edom to his side, and then it will be a wrong psak. The Bezdin made a wrong psak. So Bezdin says, you know what, I'm not getting involved. I don't know what to do. Someone might have a raya. I'm not getting involved. I don't have a psak. That's the psak. So the only time they call the angvari is when it's equal to make a milsim. You can figure it out. So I'm going to make a call on Gvar, and if someone brings Edom, then I never made a psak. I just made a siluk. I just said, take care of it yourself. If I say Yachloiku and Shuda, I'm stuck. So here, it couldn't figure it out. So you say Shuda or Yachloiku. Now, the Rashbam learns that what does Shuda mean? That you figure out which one's which. Tosis asks that L'chayra, by Zeh Moshe Avoysai, it's not Shayach Shuda. Like we're asking basically, like why don't we say Kol Dam Gvar here? And why don't we say Shuda and Yachloiku there? That's the Kasha. L'chayra, it's not Shayach Shuda Daim, Zeh Moshe Avoysai. You don't know. How do you know who's, how you do Shuda over there? Shuda Daini. So Tais himself learns Shuda Daini means something else. Shuda Daini means whoever the Daini wants to give it to, that's what Shuda Daini means. But the Fidur Rashbam, which you figure it out, is a little bit shver. So on that, the Rashbam, that Tais's answer is that you could figure out, that the Yonim could figure out who's, you know, who's really the true one. And then you do it that way. Al Kaponim, that's the first kasha on Rav Nachman, and with the Gemara's answer is Lekel Amekim Alad Milsa. Next kasha, and basically this: that if you can't figure it out, then you can do Shuda or Yachloiku. But when you could figure it out, you do Kol Angvar. For the Gemara, I have a case over here where it's Shaykh to figure it out, and still the din is Yachloiku, not Kol Angvar. Ma'ishnam Adat Nan Hamachlev Parah Bechamar VeYodu. Someone does chalipin with parah chamar. Why we want a case of chalipin? Because we want a case that the parah was not in your possession. Now, by metaltlin, either you make a kinyan meshicha, which means you take the parah into your possession, so you see the parah, is it pregnant or not? Or does it have a baby or not? Masha'inke chalipin is a way you could do a kinyan on a parah off-site. That means, I give you a chamar, and I get the parah. The minute you make a meshicha on the chamar, I'm kind of parah whatever it is. And that was the story over here. Hamachal par b'chamar, and you made a mashiach on the chamar, and the par was sitting in the agam, and that's what the gemara is. That's the time, so sitting in the agam, not in anyone's rishos. And now I come there 4 hours later, and it has a baby sitting next to it. We have no idea when this baby was born. But yodom, the same thing. By a shifcha, you don't have to say chalipin. Why? Because by a shifcha is kind of a kesef. So I gave you money for the shifcha. You took the money. Now the shifcha belongs to me, and the shifcha was in the house somewhere. And now you come there, you find she had a baby. Yaldo, yaldo. One of them is saying is that it gave birth before the mechira. That's what the meicher is saying. The guy who bought it says, "What do you mean? It was after the kinyan that it had a baby." The halacha is achloiku. So the question is, why do you say achloiku? Why didn't you say Kol Dam Gvar according to Rav Nachman? Here it's equal to make a milsa because you can find Edom eventually where, you know, when they had the baby, when the parah had the baby, when the shifcha had the baby, you can find Edom on that. So why in the world over here do you say that it's Yachloiku? You should say Kol Dam Gvar. So the Gemara answers. I'll tell you the teretz. Hosom lahai islay drod on top of my base now. Hi hosom. By the case of the parah chamar, each one has a real tzad it is. Each side, the meicher lekech, each one have a real tzad it is. The meicher owned it until 2 o'clock, and you owned it from 2 o'clock and on. So you each one have a real tzad it's yours. So each one has drar demayna. Hacha idemar lo idemar idemar lo idemar. Here, pshat is there's no tzad that it's either mine or yours. Ma'olam. It wasn't like we. It's very possible. It's the case of Zeh Moshe Avoysai. It was always mine. It never was yours ever. You have no shaykhs to it. Here they both have a shaykhs. Since they both have a shaykhs over here, on the because on the part, it's really shaykhs when the par gave birth. They both have a shaykhs to the baby because they both had ownership on the par today. Both of them had an ownership today, and they had a baby today. So they both have a shaykhus over here. Masha'in came by Zev Shavaisai, you don't see both of them have a shaykhus, only one of them have a shaykhus. Let's read the Rishbam inside. Hossam, Rishbam is printed on the bottom. Hossam, Gabi Amachlif, Para Bechamar, Litavayu Istuhu, Dorar Demaina. They both have Dorar Demaina. Shaparo Vashifcha Shoshneim Haisa. They both of them, Zachazah. Cho Echa Vecha, Tayim, Parasi, Vishchas, Yoda, Beyaz, Vishusi. Inami Vishas Khalipin Yoda, it's even Vishas Khalipin, Mele Viral, Shviyav Lad. Look at Chakloiku. Makes sense. Masha'inkin, there, it doesn't make sense to do a chalik. It makes sense called Alam Gvar. Are you going to ask me, so what about Shuda the Daini? Why don't you say over here, Shuda, why say a chalik? Say Shuda the Daini. We said before that when it's Ika, when it's, why don't you say over here, why don't you say Shuda the Daini over here? L'chayr over here, that they both have a shaykhus to it, so why don't you say Shuda the Daini? So he says, Pasha, the rest of the Shitasa. You don't say Shuda the Daini is the case, because you know why? Because you don't say Shuda Daini over here? Because Shuda Daini means, for Rashbam, I can figure out which guy's which. Which guy get here, I can't figure it out. No, I figure it out. So no Shuda Daini here. So it's either Achloiku or Kodalam Gvar. So Maita was saying, it's Achloiku, you know why? Because they both have a Shaykhus to it. And therefore you say Achloiku, not Kodalam Gvar. Now, Taisus learns Dror Demaina a little different. Taisus on Tabam Bay learns that Dror Demaina means that without the taina, we would see the suffix ourselves, and therefore we say yachloiku. We see the suffix without them, their taina is coming about, and therefore it's better, and therefore we say yachloiku. As Tais learns drawer the mind, because we each see their tainas. That because they both had an ownership today. They both draw the ownership today.
What
is
the actual word?
It means it has like a schlep of money. Drawer means something that you pull something. There's a pull here of money in each one. So the way the Rashbam learns, each one has a pull of money, means that I have ownership today. According to Taisus, it means Dal Tanasayo it is. Now, the Kash we just said that it's Shmuel, it's Shuda. So we said the Rashbam says, no Shuda, it's impossible to figure out who belongs to. But Taisus learns Shuda Dain, which means whoever the Dain wants to give it to. So Cheret Shver over here, why don't you say Shuda? So, Lefi Tosfos, you have to learn that the Gemara's teretz of Dorar Demaina is not why you don't, not a reason why you don't say Kol Da'am Gvar, because then it's Shara, if you don't say Kol Da'am Gvar, okay, say Shuda. The reason Dorar Demaina is the reason why you do say Echloiku, and especially if you Tosfos Shitasai that learns that Dorar Demaina means that without their tainus we see the suffix. So the Gemara's teretz is, Dorar Demaina is a reason to say Echloiku. And that's the lone reason not to say Shuda. Because Dorar Demaina is a positive reason to say Echloiku. You could have learned just the reason why you don't say Kol Da'am Gvar. That's what you learned to Rashbam. It's the reason why you don't say Kol Da'am Gvar. Because Maya say both have a Shaykhus. But now we're saying it's a positive reason to say Echloiku, and that's why it's not Shver, Shuda. Let's see one more Gemara before the two dots. Zog to Gemara. Amir Adoy, in Ba Echod Min Ashok, Vehichzik Ba, Dr. Ardoi, we had here the two people fighting over a boat, over a karka. I'm saying it's my father's, you're saying it's your father's. And a third guy sweeps in and takes it. Does he get it or not? Does he get it or not? So it says, what? he's tying it, it's his now. Like he's not really, he just grabs it away. It's like Kolang Var. Bezim was a Salak himself. So the Shail is, he says, look at the top Rashbam. Gabi hach kaka, don't have not go long. Gabi hach kaka, don't have not go long. Gabi hach kaka, ma'ashnayim. Eilu atir shavayit, they just grabbed it away. So now, even though he's not tying anything, l'maisa, he didn't steal it from anyone. Because once Bez Din Paskin called on Gvar, Bez Din Paskin said, I don't know who it is. It's like, not Hefker, but he stole it from no one specific. What's the halacha there? It's a good question you're asking. We'll see tomorrow, we'll really speak this out. Why? The Tanur Rabchia Gazlin Shal Rabim Loish Me Gazlin. Someone who stole from the Rabim is not called a Gazlin. And like the Rashbam explains, V'Savri Nadoi, the Gazlin Kahai Myri, she goes Moshnai Machluk Mevazeh. That's not called a Gazlin. They can't be Moitzi from Yodai. That's what the Nadoi want to learn. Ravash Yomen, no, you're learning Rom Shat. Avad is called a Gazlin. It's a chumrah of Rechia. Now, I thought he was doing Rechia as like a kula. He's not a gazlan. He didn't steal from anyone specific, so I can't take away from him. Zogt Ravashi, no, he touched the wrong pshat. Avad is a gazlan. He just can't give it back. Why? Because once he took it now, he can't just give it back to him or him, because you know who it belongs to. And he says, the Rishbam says, Rav Chiya is really talking about a case where someone had faulty midos, faulty measurements in his store, and for 5 years he's selling the faulty measurements. Now he wants to pay back. He can't pay back because he stole from the rabbi. You don't know who you stole from. So that's what this is like. I don't know who to give it back to. I have one property. I can't give it back to anyone. So if I care it, avadi also to do it. Avadi take it away from him. But then lo yitin l'shavon. You're not in yoytza the mitzvah of hashava. You don't get to have a kapara by hashava because you don't know who to give it back to. And if you look at Taisa, Taisa a little bit different. The Vasal of the Tani. Taisa says, Tani Rav Chiya, so Rav Moshe Begazlin, she'emet siyoin miyadoi, umayri b'zeham shavoysai, v'loi begazlin machavis be'adam. At this point, the Gemara is talking about a case where I took it away from two guys who are fighting. But let's say I stole from five people in the Havamina, that would be called a Gazlin, of course. Because there I know that one of them sure owned it. So he says, v'loi begazlin be'adam, the hasam amayim et siyin. Rav Ashi, Polig Anadoi, Rav Ashi, Ogz Anadoi, Vesov Rav Chia, Loi Lahakal Ba, Lahachmir, Kom Lahachmir, Loi Sagi Ba Shav Achas, Kemoi Lashar Gazdan, Ati Shalom Zeh Chol Avachad. And this would apply also to one guy steals from five. Let's say one guy steals from five people, I don't know who I stole from.
One item
from five people, I don't know who it is. I know five people, one of them owns this bike, I stole from them, I don't know who it belongs to. And they each claim that after it belongs to them. So in the Havamina, that you held a gezel and a rabim loish megazlin, that's not called a gazlin. That would be called a gazlin, of course, because there belongs to, for sure, to one of them. And it's only in this case we didn't know anyone in belong gazlin. Lamaskana, what does loish megazlin mean? Doesn't have a hashava. So it would apply to that case also. Doesn't have a hashava because I don't know who to give it back to. I don't know which one of five.
Why in this case is it called rabim?
I know it's a rabbin in the maskana. It's a kshmak pshat. It's a rabbin because I don't know who to return it to. Then it would apply. That's what a Taisa says, and that's what Taisa saying. Really, that the Tani Rav Chiya is going on that case. The Rashbam learned it was going on the case where someone has faulty midos, faulty measurements. But the Taisa learns is going on in such a case like that. Lois megazim means like still on five people. Lois megazim, which really I'm like this Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, I think in Maseches Bava Kama. That's what is going on. So like a bottom, the bottom line is like this. Now, Doi said, if this argument called Angvar, a third guy takes it, Eim etziyim yada. Rav Ashi says, what etziyim yada? Just, he has a chumar on him. Loi nitin li shoven, he doesn't know who to give back to, and he cannot get a full kapara, a full tshuva on that.